Wake up, everyone. It's time for the Steve Noble Show, where biblical Christianity meets the everyday issues of life in your home, at work, and even in politics. Steve is an ordinary man who believes in an extraordinary God, and on his show, there's plenty of grace and lots of truth, but no sacred cows. Call Steve now at 866-34-TRUTH. That's 866-34-TRUTH. Or check him out online at thestevenobleshow.com. And now, here's your host, Steve Noble.
Hi, everybody. I can't hear myself, but apparently I'm on the radio, so we're having some issues here in the studio because I can't hear anything. I don't hear what's going on the radio. I don't even hear my own headphones. So, Seth, you just keep working on that, and I'm going to dive in here and do the best I can now that I've gotten a nice curveball. Okay, so today I wanted to talk about, and I don't know what's going to, we're not going to be able to do the second half of the show unless we get this figured out because we've got Gianna Jessen, who's going to call in for the second half. But if I can't hear her, that's not going to go very well. So this is just live radio. Crazy stuff like this happens. I try to keep my tongue under control because otherwise you would hear the worst side of me, which, trust me, does exist. So I'm just going to go. I'm going to watch the clock here and pay attention and do the best I can. Facebook Live is just going to have to suffer without me. And so I wanted to talk about a couple things. I was going to talk a little bit about, we were going to play the clip from Donald Trump when he got back from Walter Reed, which I thought was great. I mean, but the left is going absolutely ballistic. So this is Maureen Dowd with the New York Times tweets this. This was October 5th, so yesterday when he got out, okay, 3:38 p.m. And here's what she tweets. When Trump walked through the doors, Walter Reed had a stellar reputation. As he walks out 72 hours later, its reputation is in tatters. There's nothing Trump can't ruin. Oh, why'd you say that, Maureen? Because he didn't come out in a body bag? What is that? If anything, you would say, wow, Walter Reed, awesome. You've got a guy in his mid-70s who has COVID, and you've got him out of there in 72 hours. That's pretty incredible. Wow, whatever they're doing at Walter Reed, let's do that all over the place. But no, she cannot accept that, like a lot of people on the left, unfortunately. And some people, even Joe Biden, I thought handled it well, but others didn't. So Ted Cruz had put a picture up of that Maureen Dowd's tweet and just said, New York Times attacking Walter Reed because the president didn't die. Your hate has destroyed you. And that's largely true. So Trump comes out. And he does this message, right? It's like a minute and a half. It's not very long. And one of the things he said in there that just absolutely has the left melting down is that he's like, okay, don't let this rule your life, right? Don't be afraid of it. Don't let this rule your life. Don't let it dominate you. And everybody's like, oh, I can't believe he would say that. 200,000 people have died. That's probably in the ballpark, but it's probably not 100% accurate, right? 200,000 people died. Okay, let's say it is. 200,000 people died. Well, 655,000 people die every year from heart disease, and I don't see anybody going ballistic about that. So Donald Trump, by saying, don't let it dominate you, don't be afraid, is not saying it isn't deadly, because it is. But it's not so deadly that you have to stop seeing people, stop going places, stop working, stay in your house, don't go anywhere, put on your mask, put on the plastic, put on the jumpsuit, put on all the other stuff. And he's saying, don't be fearful of it. So I rarely get fact-checked on Facebook, but I did the other day because I posted this. I just reminded people that, hey, you know what? This isn't as bad as the media makes it out to be. Yes, 200,000 people have died, and that's terrible. And yes, people have been in the hospital, and that's terrible. But the overall reality does not call for the mass panic porn hysteria, that's a phrase that my buddy Steve Dace uses, that we have seen, nor the mass lockdowns and everything else. I've been saying this literally since April, that we brought an atom bomb to a knife fight. And we did. And because of that, the overwhelming majority of the deaths have been isolated. 48% have been isolated to our elderly population, which is horrifying. And then you got Andy Cuomo, who's apparently an anti-Semite, talking about how he did such a great job. But just remember this, okay? And this is what they flagged me for. And I was using CDC numbers. And they said, ooh, be careful. This false information, the same information was checked in another post by independent fact checkers. Right. The Facebook Supreme Court. Here's what I put up. These are CDC numbers. Here's your survival rates. If you're between 1 and 19, 99.997% chance of survival. 20 to 49, 99.98% chance of survival. Age 50 to 69, 99.5% chance of survival. And age 70 over, Donald Trump, where he's at, 94.6% chance of survival. So this isn't quite the deadly machine that they... And then they call that false. Unbelievable. I'll pick up there when we come back. This is Steve Noble on the Steve Noble Show. Hey, welcome back. It's Steve Noble. It's kind of like flying with your eyes closed. I can't hear anything coming back from me, so we've got sound issues here in my studio. It's not in the Truth Radio studio in Winston-Salem. This is all within the confines of our super awesome, pretty new studio, which we've had our fair share of challenges with. And as I talk about things going on in the world, and especially here in the United States, and especially here with less than 30 days until the election, and spiritual darkness all over the place and confusion all over the place. I don't normally see a demon under every rock, but I think I see a lot more of them these days. So just stop and pray. Dear Lord, we just ask that you would help us get our technical thing done here. I was looking forward to talking to Gianna in the second half of the show, who survived an abortion. But we can't do that, Lord, unless the sound system is working. So we just pray that you would bless it and help us repair it. Help Seth with everything he's trying, and just help us get it right, Lord, and we'll go from there. And just ask that in Jesus' name, and help me not to lose my mind. In Jesus' name, amen. So, of course, wow, hold on a second, because people are a hot mess here. Major problems. The people that were trying to help have Gianna Jessen on. Our friends at North Carolina Values Coalition are having Gianna tomorrow, not tomorrow night, but Thursday night, ncvalues.org. They're here in North Carolina. Incredible, godly organization. Tammy Fitzgerald, I've got a lot of friends there. They do incredible work for the kingdom inside the world of politics, and it's their annual celebration of Carolina values. Of course, with COVID, they can't do it in person, so it's Thursday night at 7:30 p.m., and Gianna is the keynote speaker, but we were going to spend the second half of the show with her today, but now that's not looking possible unless we can get this figured out. So that's the deal right now. Okay, so setting that aside, and I'll try to keep my anger and frustration under control. We were talking about Donald Trump. Okay, so he comes out 72 hours. Praise the Lord. You know, the guy's tough. He's a fighter, obviously. And he comes out and he flies back, you know, about a 7-minute flight from Walter Reed back to the White House. And then he goes up there on the back portico and gives this little minute and a half speech, which I'm not going to play for you because none of that's working right now. But in the speech, he says, don't be afraid. You know, don't back down to this thing. Don't let it dominate you. Don't be afraid. We have the greatest medicine. We have all kinds of advances. We have all kinds of things going on here that we've learned in the last 6, 7, 8 months. And so basically he's saying, don't freak out. And here I am, a 74-year-old man, and now obviously gets the best care on the planet, but they're just using things that are available now. And that's a great story, is it not? But the left just absolutely losing their mind. And then I get fact checked on Facebook because I posted this CDC COVID-19 survival rates. And this is why you should not be fearful. Okay. Is it a tragedy that 200,000 people somewhere in that ballpark have died? Yes, it is a tragedy. No question about it. But remember, now just some facts here, just to keep us all on the level. Just some facts. The median age for COVID deaths is in the mid-70s right now. Okay, the median age. Now you look at what's the life expectancy in America, period. It's 78.4 years. So we're not talking about an Ebola kind of nightmare here. Is it bad? Yes. Is it serious? Yes. But like I've said since about April, I think we brought an atom bomb to a knife fight. Okay? Now listen, these are just facts. And this is what Facebook flagged me on. They said it's false information. You say, see why? I'm looking at the actual post. They said, fact check, the CDC did not declare COVID less fatal than the flu when revising public health disaster plans. Hello, Facebook. I'd yell louder if I could. Hello, Facebook. I didn't say one stinking word about the flu. So what's the deal with this? Facebook Supreme Court, which has a bunch of George Soros type people on it. Okay. So they just see this. This is what I posted. This is before the Trump thing. Before he got out. Reminder, as the media fans the flames of panic porn. Also, 40% of positive cases are asymptomatic, meaning 40% of people have it, get over it, and didn't have a single symptom. Okay? 80%, 80, whoa, it's getting kind of loud in here. 80%, I hear myself, it's blowing my ears out. 80% recover without special treatment, meaning they don't go to the hospital. It's not a nightmare. 80% of COVID positive people recover without any special treatment. Okay, 80%. So 40% are asymptomatic, meaning 60% has some symptoms. But you know how this is played, right? When the media takes it, somebody's COVID positive. President Trump, a basketball player, Kellyanne Conway, Kelly McEnany, whoever. As soon as they say COVID positive, the reaction is supposed to be, oh no, oh. It's like, hey, you've got cancer and it's stage 4. That is a perfect time to lose it because that's really bad, okay? Really advanced, really bad. But if you're COVID positive, that is not a time to freak out. Now, if you have a bunch of comorbidities and you're older and you have a bunch of comorbidities and a bunch of, okay, but 40% of cases are asymptomatic, meaning they don't have any symptoms whatsoever. 80% recover without any special treatment whatsoever. You just get over it. It's like you had the flu at home. You were sick for 4 or 5 or 10 or 11 days, and then you got over it. And we don't stop the world for that, do we? Only 20% require hospitalization to some degree. Okay, so the overwhelming majority of people, it's not a big deal. That's why I keep saying we brought an atom bomb to a knife fight, shut it all down, shut everybody down, shut every situation down, freak out, fear, power, control, spiritual darkness. It's all thrown in there. Then you look at the survival rates, okay? Age 0 to 19, you have a 99.997% chance of survival. The odds are better of you getting struck by lightning. Age 20 to 49, you have a 99.98% chance of survival. That's CDC numbers. Age 50 to 69, this is me, 99.5% chance. So if you said, hey, Steve, you've got a serious, what could be a serious illness, most likely 80% chance you won't need any special treatment. You'll be fine. 40% chance you won't even feel anything. But in the end, there's only a 0.5% chance that you're going to die. To which I would say, as a glass half full person, so you're telling me I've got a 99.5% chance of survival. I have an 80% chance that I'm not actually going to have any special treatment whatsoever. And I have a 40% chance that I might not feel anything. Yes, Mr. Noble, that's correct. Okay, thanks. I've got stuff to do. I'm out of here. See you later. Oh, and you can be contagious. Okay, well, I should pay some attention to that. But thank God I'm not releasing Ebola onto the world if I don't wear my mask. But for some percentage of people, a very small percentage, yes, it's serious. You get to age 70 plus where the president is and where Joe Biden is, and it's 94.6% chance of survival. Okay? So you've got a 5.4% chance of dying from this, Mr. President. But you have a 94.6% chance of being just fine. And you might have some symptoms, you might not. He did. But this is not freak out territory. However, if you don't freak out and you remain calm, they can't shut everything down. They can't control you. They can't employ the power of the federal government. They can't destroy the economy in order to destroy Donald Trump, which I think ultimately is behind all this stuff, which sounds ridiculous to me. But that's exactly what's been happening. So we're in the studio now. We'll see in a few seconds. Oh, look at that. I hear some outro music, which means when we come back, we should be able to talk to Gianna Jessen, who survived a saline abortion. You do not hear from people like this very often because people like this simply don't exist. But by God's grace, Gianna does, and she's going to join us on the other side of the break. There's other stuff I want to get to, and we'll get to it sometime soon. Thank you, Lord, for giving us sound back. This is Steve Noble. We'll be right back. So what are we waiting for? Okay, praise the Lord. I'll tell you what, live radio, which then translates over to Facebook Live, not for the faint of heart. If you struggle with your word choice, as in saying things that you wouldn't want your mom to hear you saying, don't do live radio. Like, don't get in the live environment world, because when things go south, it brings out the worst in me. But it's fine. It's live radio. I've been doing it for a long time now. And that's just the deal. That is life. That is 2020, by the way, isn't it? That's just the way it goes. Coming up this Thursday, October 8th, my good friends at the North Carolina Values Coalition. I've known these people ever since I became an activist, which goes all the way back to 2004. Before that, listen, I love the Lord. I was a Christian. I was a conservative, but I was not involved. I did not know that much. I was not paying that much attention. I was pro-life in my profession, but I would, you know, but I should have listened to James out there who's going to say, hey, show me your faith by what you say. I'll show you my faith by what I do. But I was like way too many Christians. Sure, I'm pro-life. That's the default position. Of course I'm pro-life. Don't even bother asking me. I'm offended. But then what do you do with that profession of faith? What do you do with that profession of pro-life faith? And so people like at the North Carolina Values Coalition and Cindy and Tammy, as I got to meet these people who are actually doing something about their faith, then I became more active and I started meeting some people and started seeing God's hand in this particular issue. And one person that I have yet to meet face to face, but she was on the show because she was in North Carolina not that long ago when our messed up governor was vetoing the Infants Born Alive Act, which is a particularly powerful piece of legislation. And in this case, because it's very, very personal for Gianna Jessen. Gianna, thank you so much for calling in. We almost didn't do this. We had all kinds of problems because the Prince of the Power of the Air does not want you sharing your story. But we're glad that you're here. How are you? Thanks for calling in.
Well, I was bringing in some groceries and I was going, Lord, if you want me to be on that radio, then you just work it on out.
Amen. Preach it, sister. That's what we needed right there. So thank you for that. That's awesome. And I'm so glad that that we had a chance to get together today. And God bless you for your ministry and all your work. And it's an amazing story. I don't want to steal too much thunder from our friends at the North Carolina Values Coalition, because that's coming up on Thursday night. I put the links on Facebook. And you guys can get a ticket and attend this virtually. Gianna's going to be sharing as also Congressman Mark Walker. So we're super excited about that. But let's go back right quick, Gianna. And then I want you to tell a little bit of your personal story, because most people have never met somebody like you. Most people have never heard anybody like you. But let's go back to that day when you were here in North Carolina, when our governor actually vetoed the Infant Born Alive Act. What was that like to be a part of that conversation, especially when it didn't go the way we wanted it to go?
It was crazy. I mean, it was absolutely stunning to be to know that I had spoken to certain politicians only, one in particular, only moments before, and I asked him, you know, do you know, are you a Christian? Do you know Jesus? And, you know, this is what I've lived through. I mean, I was born in an abortion clinic, sir, and, you know, and I was trying to tell him, I looked right in his face, I'll never forget it, trying to tell him about the Lord and trying to warn him about the consequences of voting in favor of infanticide. And he was extremely uncomfortable. And then I remember sitting there watching, and I was watching him, because I had just had a very intense conversation with him, and he was so uncomfortable the whole time. And then I watched as they voted in favor of murder. Mm. And I just thought, they don't even care.
Yeah.
Like, they don't even care. It was honestly, it's really hard to put into words.
Yeah, yep.
That level, that lack of empathy and that level of wickedness, frankly.
Frankly.
Yeah.
And well, that's exactly what it is, Gianna, because... Listen, I don't make a habit of quoting Reverend Jeremiah Wright back up there in Chicago with our former president, but when you're standing there talking to a legislator, thank God, when you're standing there talking to a legislative person, an elected official, and you're a survivor of the abortion process yourself, the chickens have come home to roost in that moment, and he's staring somebody in the face. That he's about to sit there and vote and say, you know what, Gianna? Here's what I think, based on my politics and my lack of allegiance to Christ, is that you should be dead. You shouldn't even be here right now. I mean,
he basically gave me the middle finger.
Right.
I mean, but you know what? All I could think of while I was sitting there was that before he did that, was that it was a divine appointment that I was sitting there trying to reason with this person and trying to tell him the truth, which is what I'm always trying to do. And then I thought to myself, you know what, sir? You are never going to forget me.
Yeah.
You will never,
never
forget this faith. You will never forget this conversation. You know why? Because the Lord of hosts
Amen.
Is with me. And he, you know, from the beginning, and I will get to that in just one second, but I want to say, from the very beginning of my life, from being born in the abortion clinic and God sparing my life by the power of Christ, I do not try to make Jesus this effeminate little weakling of a God. I think, like we're doing to our men in this nation, we're trying to do the same thing to Jesus. And Jesus is not that. And he is like, you know, William Wallace, blue war paint on his face, or Bonhoeffer.
Yeah, that's right.
Take your pick. And he fought for me, and I thought to myself, every time I'm dismissed or every time someone tries to erase me like that, because that's what they try to do, erase me and my voice, the Lord of hosts is his name, and he is beside me,
Amen.
And he is everything. He is the whole point of my life, the beginning and the end.
That's right. Yeah, and that's the same Jesus that one day will come riding back in here on a white horse with his name emblazoned on his thigh and his robe dripping in blood. And the Bible tells us that God is storing up wrath. I mean, I always, whenever I talk about this, then we'll back up, Gianna, because I want everybody to understand from where God has pulled you and what he's done
but
in
I
your
like
life.
This. I like this kind of conversation.
It's Amen. Honest. I'm right there with you. We're both like two pieces of, I don't know what we are. We're like two bullets in the same gun.
Two pieces in a pod.
Exactly right. And so I sit there and go, you know, on this particular issue, you go, God's storing up his wrath. And I always go back on this issue. I always go back to Cain killing Abel. Cain kills Abel and Abel's blood cries out to God. So God's come down and, okay, what's going on here? I say, God heard the cry of Abel's blood. What do you think the cry of 60 million babies' blood sounds like? What do you think that sounds like?
The Lord spoke to me about that on a plane one time. He said, the blood of, at the time, of over 50 million, now it's over 60 million, children cry to me from the ground like that of the blood of Abel. I do not forget one of them. Now, and that's intense. You are absolutely correct. Now, on the other hand, I want to say, because I know that there are people listening to this, and they may be pulling off the side of the road sobbing over an abortion they had 20 years ago, or a man that wished that he could save his baby and he had no say in the matter, or he encouraged it, or whatever your story may be. Listen, I want you to hear me. I want you to hear me clearly. There is now no condemnation
None.
For those who are in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
But you must repent of that. There is such a thing as repentance and asking the Lord of cleansing and forgiveness. I know we forget that sometimes, but that of 30 years of doing this, that is the only way to be free That's but right. You can be free, and you don't have to just keep saying you're sorry over something that the Lord has forgotten and forgiven you fully from. And right. I would just recommend that if whatever your story, that you go before the Lord and then you and ask for His freedom and His forgiveness, and then get some further healing if you need that, so that you can truly walk freely. I feel that is so important to say.
Well, that's such an important message, and you go, as difficult as the blood of the unborn and what we're talking about and the graphic nature of that, which is all true, and the reality of the decision in that it wasn't a clump of cells, and it was your child, your son or your daughter, in this case, is like you're hearing from him right now. Like Gianna is speaking, and Gianna has survived an abortion, but you think the blood of the unborn or a little precious baby that you made that decision, that surely God can't forgive you, but you're underestimating, major league underestimating, the power of Jesus' blood, which is so powerful, it just overwhelms. As difficult of the nature of abortion is, the power of Jesus' blood overwhelms even that. And the only person, I'm so grateful you brought this up, Gianna, the only person that's keeping you in chains, if you're already an in Christ, the only person keeping you in chains is you.
And
you just
the accuser of the brethren.
Thank you very much. And the devil who wants you to say, what kind of Christian are you? Or certainly you can't be forgiven. No, right. The power of Christ isn't enough for you, but it is, isn't it, Gianna?
Yes. And, you know, I think sometimes more sensitive people can have a harder time accepting the grace of God.
Yeah.
But I happen to be one. I mean, I happen to be very sensitive as a person, and people are shocked because I'm so passionate. So they think, oh no, she's just, you know, no, I'm so sensitive. And so I understand that sometimes it can be hard.
Yeah. Hold that thought, Gianna. I'm going to put you on hold. We're talking to Gianna Jessen. She'll be live Thursday night. You'll be able to watch and listen to her share even more of her testimony. All you need to do is go to ncvalues.org. My great friends, they're great warriors for Christ. ncvalues.org. It's only $20. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble, the Steve Noble Show. What a pleasure today. An honor, really, to talk to Gianna Jessen. She's going to be with our friends at the North Carolina Values Coalition. They're doing their annual event online. It's this Thursday at 7:30 p.m. She's the keynote speaker. Also, Congressman Mark Walker, who's a brother in Christ and a pastor as well. He's been up in D.C. fighting the good fight. So you can help support everything that God is doing through the North Carolina Values Coalition, which is amazing. God has been using them powerfully for years. We are all in the trenches together fighting for the marriage amendment. And then you get five people in black robes that decide to thwart the will of 31 states and about 60% of the people that voted on the marriage amendment issue. And all these things matter. You have to stay in the game. Okay, you got to stay in the game. And why do you stay in the game? You stay in the game because the game affects all your neighbors. And if you're going to love your neighbor as yourself, you have to be involved in the election. You have to be involved in politics to a certain extent, not the least of which would be praying fervently, especially now in this season of America, praying for those in authority over us. But make sure you vote. I think clearly to not vote is a sin. I think it's a violation of neighbor love because you're saying, I don't really care what happens in this country from a law perspective. But the laws in this country affect your neighbors. And if you don't get involved with what affects your neighbors, and in many ways negatively, you're blowing that off. I don't really care about my neighbors. That's a violation of neighbor love, which is also a violation of God love. Okay, which is why I say to not vote is a sin. And I'm going to talk a little bit about that after the show is over on the other side of 5 o'clock Eastern time. I'll stay on Facebook Live and talk about that a little bit today. But somebody that definitely understands this far more than most of us is Gianna Jessen, as I was mentioning, who's going to be a part of the North Carolina Values Coalition. NC Values Coalition, ncvalues.org is the website, ncvalues.org. This Thursday, October 8th, 7:30 p.m., make sure you check that out. You will want to listen to what Gianna has to say. And Gianna, I really thank you for calling in. Thank you for sharing your heart. You're just such a blessing to all of us. God bless you. Thanks for calling.
And you crack me up. You're so honest, which is it's quite rare. Apart from President Trump, it's quite rare.
It is quite rare, yes. I mean, people go, gosh, Steve, you sure are passionate. I'm like, you know what? I appreciate that, but I don't really think I'm passionate. I think I'm desperate. And there's a very big difference. Not desperate because I don't have the fear. I don't have fear because we haven't been given a spirit of fear, but love, power, and a sound mind. But if you can't get bent out of shape about the things going on in our world because people are made in the image of God, then you've got a bigger problem than listening to me on the air. Anyway, let's back up in time, Gianna, and let's just share a little bit of your story and why we're even talking to you today, why you're even alive.
Why am I even alive? Okay. Well, hi, my name is Gianna, and that means, actually, that my name means God is gracious, which I think is pretty amazing.
Yes.
I'm adopted, and so my name went through different, you know, variations, and I ended up with this one. And I don't think that's by coincidence. And I consider myself God's girl. And I'm adopted, and my biological parents were 17. My biological mother was 7.5 months pregnant when she went to a Planned Parenthood, and they said, you're too young to have a baby. You need to go have a late term saline abortion. So she did, and a saline abortion burns a baby inside and out. It is to blind, burn, and suffocate the child, and then the baby is to be born dead within 24 hours. But because of the power of Christ Jesus, who was in the fire with me, I was born alive in that abortion clinic at 6 o'clock in the morning instead of dead. And it's amazing because I read my medical records sometimes on my birthday, and they read, born during saline abortion, April the 6th, 1977, 6 a.m., 29.5 weeks, 2.5 pounds,
wow.
No resuscitation required upon arrival at the hospital. Mm. If you think about that last bit, that's absolutely astonishing because I was being burned alive for 18 hours and no resuscitation was required. I should also be blind. I should be dead. I shouldn't be able to sing, which I do. I shouldn't be walking because I was diagnosed with cerebral palsy caused by a lack of oxygen to my brain while I was being burned alive in my mother's womb. But I do walk. I completed 2 marathons a while ago now, but now I train with a former Navy medic 8 hours a week. And we do 2-hour sessions, and he took me from going downhill very fast to now God is doing miracles, and I can't really get into all that now, but it's just astonishing what God is doing with me physically. And I will say this too, if I may, that I have found cerebral palsy to be incredibly frustrating, maddening, and also hilarious and amusing, and an excellent chance to know Jesus in a way that I would not otherwise. So people, I hear people that don't have weaknesses say, oh, I wouldn't want to live like that, yada, yada, yada. What a horrible quality of life. And I always say, you have no idea.
That's right.
The quality of life that you receive when you actually need Christ, because guess who you get?
Yeah.
You get Jesus. When you need Jesus to help you balance with a cup of coffee in your hand, and you're talking to them about it, guess who you get? You get Jesus. You need Jesus for everything, you get Jesus. That's an incredible quality of life.
Amen. That's right. What a great point.
So that's a little bit about my life.
What was it like? How did you find out?
Like, it was so weird. My life has been so weird. So I was adopted at 3.5. Oh, and by the way, I have met my biological mother, and I have told her that I forgive her. So I want to get that in here because I know we only have limited time.
Yeah.
That was crazy, too. But to answer your question, I was adopted. I had a difficult adoption, but I had an amazing grandmother who used to be my foster mother. It's really confusing. So, tune into the event and pay the $20 to hear the rest of it. But...
Amen.
I went downstairs when I was 12 years old on a Christmas day, and I asked my adoptive mother, you know, why why do I have cerebral palsy? And for whatever reason, I always was asking her this, and she always gave me the same response. Because you're a premature baby or because you had a traumatic birth. And both were true, clearly.
Yeah.
But that day, she said, do you really want to know? And I said, yeah. And I promise you this. I promise you. I believe in the power of the Holy Spirit, and I was a Christian then. And right before she said it, I looked at her, and I said, I was aborted, right?
Mm.
It was just in my mind.
It's just
I knew
there.
Exactly what she was going to say. And she said, right. And in my 12-year-old sort of way, because I'd already been through hell, I said, well, at least I have cerebral palsy for an interesting reason. And then we just went on. But I'm just telling you that I believe that the Lord was just holding me in that moment, and just he knew how to make sure that I didn't absolutely freak out and melt down.
Yeah.
And that's how I learned on Christmas Day. That's so weird.
Wow. That is so weird. And then, you know, to have a sense of humor like you do, which obviously is a little on the dark side, but I appreciate that because I have one like that too. Then what you do is you confound the enemy. You confound those in the church. You confound those outside of the church. You confound those that are so delusional and so bought and purchased by the power of the prince of the air that they're just like, I just don't get this. But that's the beauty of it. And that's like Job in the moment going, and this really stinks. And his wife's over in the corner going, yeah, just curse God and die. But now Job for a few thousand years has seen the fruit that's come off of his very difficult tree. I can't imagine. I really can't. I can't begin to imagine the fruit that's come off of a tree of a life like yours, Gianna, and you being willing to share and be out there on the front lines. Tell us why it's so important to celebrate and to support an organization like North Carolina Values, ncvalues.org, because we all have our place on the wall. This is super important. We always need to push this. But NC Values here in North Carolina, why should we support an organization like that?
Oh, my gosh, because they are defending the innocent. They're standing up as beacons of light in the darkness. They're out there fighting and fighting and fighting. And the thing is, here's the deal. With every life saved from abortion, people don't think about this. It isn't just that one life, and that would be valuable enough, but it is generations.
Mm, that's right.
It is the children's children. We have not just lost 60 million children. We've lost the children's children and the children's children's children. So every life lost and every life saved means generations lost and saved. And I think people just do not think about that kind of thing. It is so easy to be passive, and we cannot be passive right now. We cannot be. Our country is hanging in the balance. I am not being overdramatic. And I just posted on my wall a quote by John MacArthur. He said, you cannot vote for someone that slays children in the womb and call yourself a Christian. You cannot do these things and say that you still are a Christian. And I know that's controversial, but you might want to check yourself. Have you created a Jesus in your own image that comes
That's
along
right.
with your own political ideology? I'm sorry, but if you're cool with all of that,
that's right.
Do you know Jesus?
There is a big problem. If you're cool with all that and you want to play charades, or you want to mix the deck up on different sins and what the consequences are, you've got a serious problem. And you need to cry out to the Lord to help you with that, because your compass is off. Gianna Jessen, Thursday night, ncvalues.org, 7:30 p.m. Thursday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time, ncvalues.org. Hey, Gianna, can we do this again?
Yes, because you're so fun and honest.
Awesome. So are you. That's why God just ordained this and got our equipment working again, and here we are. God bless you, sister. Thank you so much. I look forward to talking to you again real soon.
All right, have a great life.
Thanks. We'll talk to you soon. NCValues.org. This is Steve Noble at the Steve Noble Show. God willing, we'll talk again real soon. And like my dad always used to say, think about this in Gianna's case, ever forward. Wow.